Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, tonight, Wednesday, the 5th of May, 2010. Again, here with another live broadcast, and we have a lot of cool info for this evening. We're going to cover, do an AAR, basically, of the PA conference. We're also going to cover some water events back east, and my conference attendees are always more prepared, more apt to correctly and safely react to a problem, and are solution-oriented, as popped up the day after the conference. Also, a lot of people have asked about their firearms care, and we have done a few installments this year already on firearms care for the new or seasoned owner, etc., tips and tricks, and tonight we're going to cover a portion of the proper way to break in a barrel, whether that firearm is new to you or brand new from the factory. Either way, this should be done for safety's sake and for longevity and proper care and more accuracy. We will also be covering the free book offers, of course, tonight, and those book offers only apply, listen carefully, some of you seem to be incapable of doing that, tonight when this broadcast is live, the 5th of May, 2010, Wednesday. Okay, so a quick reminder, everyone, Mother's Day is coming up, so if you partake in those activities, find your mom and send her a card or give her a call, send her some flowers, a gift card, whatever. If you feel like doing it, go find a mom in your neighborhood whose children ignore her, which is quite common nowadays. Go to a local care home, whatever, and just say hi and thanks for being a mom, and I'm sure they will appreciate it. Now, the cursory information. If you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time or HOTT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com, and the number for the studio in Arizona, 928-333-2942, that's 928-333-2942, and for the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask productive questions, share research, inquire about questions that don't seem to be answered on the website, or send hate mail, you may do so by writing me directly at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. So, don't forget Mother's Day's coming up. Say hi to a mom. Take one to dinner. Whatever. Float your boat. Now, tonight's book offer, we have two. The first one is a PDF called a Breadbox Water Heater. It's a set of plans, a small PDF, how to build a Breadbox Water Heater. And the other one is called The Babylonian Woe, and it concerns the banking cartels throughout history, connecting it to the Tower of Babel, Mystery Babylon, etc. It's quite well researched and documented. I can't agree with every single point, but I don't agree with every single point in any book I've ever read. So that's okay. It's actually well researched and well documented. It's a huge book, actually, The Babylonian Woe. So email me tonight, Wednesday, the 5th of May, 2010, tonight only, and I will send you those two PDFs on gratis as a thank you from us to you for tuning in live. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go to a break to one of those seminal blues musicians, Bessie Smith, that most people don't even know about, but really a lot of the roots of what might be considered American rock and roll go back to her, and she's even well acknowledged and recognized in Rock and Roll Hall of Fames around the world. This first one is a good song. The title might stand out a bit to you, Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer. Either way, it's a good tune, so here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Again, the website, hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. And don't forget that we are listener-supported. A great way for you to support this broadcast and our constant expansion, speaking engagements, conferences, is to go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and then simply go to the hot shop. It's all right there, and that way you can make a donation for research materials. Now, because of events going on around the world and country, and different classes we've taught in the last week or two to people all around the country, one good suggestion is the Emergency First Aid DVD. But if your liking is more into the mysteries, etc., you can go to the John Daniel Three Wise Men set. And speaking of DVDs, we are soon to release some new DVDs on Hour of the Time here, from in-house produced items to outside items that others have done and asked us to work with them on the project. So you'll be seeing those. So, you know, pay close attention to the website and the shopping cart and the broadcast for updates constantly. Now, the PA conference, this is like an AAR for the activities and events, but it went absolutely wonderful. Old Woodsy got us the location, got us the food and lodging, everything taken care of ahead of time last fall, and we began booking a ton of new people arriving and coming into the conference, to the Hot Family, if you will, folds, and they learned a lot of good stuff based on the emails I've received since leaving the conference. And it's always hard to leave those conferences because you make lifelong allies and bonds that will help you in all and many endeavors throughout life, good times and bad. So it's really great. We've already got those address lists that everybody partook in, so they can share information and research and keep in touch from now on a lot easier and privately. We've got those sent out. Now, we covered a lot of topics during the week, everything from a 6 or so hour course on the top 10 essential herbs out there with color pictures and PowerPoints on the projectors and student handouts and booklets, to knots, to survival packs, to water filtration, to NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical, how to react in the environments, how to move, how to decontaminate yourself, equipment to buy for detection, eradication also for protection. We also covered ammunition reloading to keep your supply stocked at a better rate and customizable. And that's just a tip of the iceberg of the courses we taught. A solar, we showed the solar generator, its first public debut, and that film footage will be out soon. And again, we'll post all that on the website and announce it on the air, where you can go see footage of how the solar generator works. It's a wonderful tool, a great backup plan to those outages which come because of natural or man-made disasters. Now, again, a big thanks to Woodsy and his whole family for taking good care of us, making sure those facilities were good. The meals were wonderful. We were safe. We had excellent lodging. The whole event turned out real, real well. And I say, it's always hard to leave those, but we can't just stay there forever at a conference. None of us can. Maybe one day, but at this point, no. A lot of people had a lot of good questions, too, at the conference. We got as well as a couple guest speakers as well. Bob gave some classes on unity and alternative money systems and bartering and trade. That was also covered at the conference as another guest. And then the rest of the courses were myself. And in the evenings, too, we held courses and showed videos of unreleased footage no one's ever seen before. Many people got to see unreleased, will never be released, in fact, footage of Bill on the digital projectors at night in the billets. So that worked really well, too. So they got to socialize as well. And we spurred a lot of thought and introspection in a lot of people, allowing people to take a better station in life, to evaluate their position and stature, to improve themselves and make themselves and their families and communities much, much safer, and working towards proactive solutions out there, not the screaming and crying that some people like to promote on the radio networks out there. Now, many of you that attended the conference as well, we'll be sending out a link to the entire list here. I've already started the folder for the photographs that we shared amongst each other of events and the nighttime activities with extended classes after dinner, the film showings, people working together towards a solution. And we'll be posting those, and I'll send a link out to all of you on the mailing list that attended the PA conference, so you can download that folder of photographs. Like I say, I've already started the uploads to a site, a web page, so that'll be easiest. And then once you download those, please get back to me so that I can take down that folder off the web page once all of you have it grabbed. And if any of you had some neat photos you'd like to share, certainly send them our way. You could mail them to me, and I could throw them in the folder, mail them on a disc, or you could send them if you just got a couple photos that you thought really stood out during the events you'd like to share with people that attended. You could always email them as well if the files aren't too terribly large. Now, a lot of people had walked the fence on attending the PA conference, and I can tell you wholeheartedly and confidently, they definitely missed out. They are another step back and are just another one of many of them, at least, that just didn't want to put in a little effort or do a lot of talk about how they are with hour of the time, whatnot, and they wouldn't even drive 3 to 4 hours across the state to attend. You have just simply set yourself back even farther, and that's really sad, but so be it. That's a choice you made. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to another musical break. Don't forget to email me this evening when this broadcast is new and live, this evening only, the 5th of May, 2010, for the two free PDF book offers, the Breadbox Water Heater and the Babylonian Woe. So after this musical break, be prepared to take more notes. We're going to go into some events that occurred and why everybody, the minute they walked out of the conference, was already able to deal with an event like this, whereas I saw a large population sector seemingly running around with their heads cut off through a very simple thing.
We'll be right back.
it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the hour of the time here, and your host, Doyle Shamley, here in Eager, Arizona. My personal email address for questions, comments, to share research, or send hate mail is hourofthetime@hotmail.com. The website, again, listener-supported Hour of the Time is hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. And a great start if you want to help out with the Hour of the Time and our broadcasting, our website, and our speaking engagements is to, just based on the knowledge level out there in the country, would be to start with the Emergency First Aid DVD, for instance. Or if you want a good foundation on the mystery schools and mystery religions, another one there would be John Daniel and the 4-DVD set, all professionally produced, by the way. And his on the 3 wise men, 7 churches of revelation, etc. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the news link list, which is free, by the way, you would have seen the link concerning water in Boston. Now, this is this came up because in the Boston area, some wonderful people like Woodsy and his entire family made sure to take care of myself and Herbal Eve quite well. And they made sure we had transportation, airport to conference site, somewhere to sleep, wash laundry, visit, etc. Wonderful host, by the way, A&M, that lived there as well. I think we had half the Smithsonian physics staff helping us, astrophysics. It was pretty cool. And I learned a lot while I was there, by the way. But one thing I definitely saw again, which has been covered on the air before, and unfortunately millions of people don't hear broadcasts like this on a daily basis, but Boston proper and 13 communities or areas, if you will, in that region or area had a major 10-foot line, main water line break. Well, it instantly turned into a flood that even, it was so bad that even the telephone poles that carried utilities in the area were on the verge of falling over, etc. And you would have seen those news video clips if you're on the news list that I send out. But anyway, so instantly the governor does the typical ignorant bureaucratic knee-jerk reaction and declares a state of emergency. The public works director of water systems says it could be days, if not weeks, to fix, definitely not hours. And don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. Well, a few observations I made, which were foretold by our host, was instantly everybody went crazy on the running out and buying what water was available. Within a very short period, you couldn't buy gallon jugs of water almost anywhere. And even the small bottles were flying off the shelves. Why? Because people were not prepared. They didn't acknowledge, recognize, and analyze the real threat. They didn't see the bigger picture of how quickly critical infrastructure falls apart because of no backup plans due to the politicians. We don't have statesmen anymore that run a bulk of this country, and just ignorant bureaucrats in general. Now, people run out and get all this stuff, and now there's a shortage on the shelves. So what happens next? If a real thing had occurred, I mean a bad event on a larger area, there would have been no water for real needs. Because instantly everybody knee-jerked and ran out and bought this stuff. So they spent money they really didn't need to. And there's a few ways and techniques, like we're taught at the conference, we'll give a cursory overview this evening, that would get you safely around it. Now, we highlighted in the Survival Series a homemade water filter. That's an MP3 bundle, in fact, on the Hot Shop, the Survival Series, that would have allowed someone, had the information to throw together a gravity water filter system on the cheap, not for huge amounts of money, like the Berkeleys. We've also given you sources for other water filtration and techniques. Everybody that attended the conference could deal with this so-called catastrophe instantly. One of the great things is the water filters that we've recommended at the conferences and on the air here specifically by brand and model that we personally use and have used for a long time, various chemical treatments, and how to get them for a lot cheaper at almost anywhere, any store across America, and I'm not talking bleach, and how to have that water clean and sanitary for usage around the home and work without expending even more energy and more cost by boiling it and a lot more time. Because now you've got an incredibly hot pot of water, let's say, that can't just be transferred to this container or that container. So the water key, had it been a real bad threat or a permanent shutoff, had it expanded even farther, which would be real easy because the pumping system to keep up the city water pressure still has to be on. Had those very poles in question went ahead and finished collapsing due to the massive flooding of water. I mean, this is huge. When they fell over, then the power and phone would be cut off too. So it's just so ironic that a short little class like we've done on the broadcast here, like in the survival series or at the conferences, can make you totally stable. But the bulk of the population runs around and the governor conveniently declares a state of emergency. Now everybody's going to have their hand out as well because it occurred right on the beginning of the month, May Day, of course. And when it occurred, that is a lot of businesses' time, the beginning of the month, not just May Day, beginning of any month, because so many derelicts out there are on transfer-type payment systems, and then they run out, spend the bulk of their monthly money right then. And stores and vendors and retailers know that. Well, right then, massive amounts of different fields and endeavors, from your little coffee shops to your big chain ones to restaurants to corner stores to public facilities. They don't have drinking fountains. They can't serve some coffee, some fancy drinks, some iced tea, whatever. So that's all loss of revenue. I'm sure a lot of people will magically come up sick, but the governor did declare a state of emergency, so now he's capable of also applying for federal relief funds. So there's more debt for our country because people are ignorant. It's really sad because the hands will be out en masse. I don't have to be part of Diane Warwick's Psychic Friends Network to figure that one out. It will occur. Ladies and gentlemen, the water key, had it been a bigger predicament or a super long-term one, would have allowed our magic water key that we've covered on the air, would have allowed you to go to a safe area and harvest safe potable water for you and your family, your churches, your co-workers, and keep the safety and security and freedom in your neighborhoods and communities, because that's where it starts. But none of this can occur unless people, as a whole, as a group at least, a percentage of them across this country, get this information like from Hour of the Time and learn these skills. Some other ways that this could have been avoided, or at least so that you could stock up and not have the headache of constantly boiling this, boiling that, letting it cool, transfer it to small containers, would have been simply to have some storage plans already worked out. Now, it became quite evident that the larger metropolitan area there in that region has no backup plans, and with all the wonderful advertising of all the faults in their system, they've now let every bad element out there, whether they be foreign or domestic, know exactly one of the weaknesses and how to strike an incredible population density, real simply. So this was a major mess up with OPSEC. This is an AAR for all of you listening, and a real, real, real preparedness mess up in general at all levels. Had people simply had containers already filled, it would have been a lot easier. There wouldn't have been runs on the stores, which then shorted the supply. There wouldn't have been the big loss of revenue had people just simply had some brains about them. And, in fact, we had a family water filtration company, family-owned, that is, at the conference. They should be heading out putting flyers all over Boston proper area and maybe get some new customers. Hint, hint. So, with the techniques that we've shown at the conferences and covered on the air here, a lot of this could have been avoided for a lot of people and not had so much heartache. The infrastructure wouldn't have been so costly had your so-called governing officials had any backup plans, civil defense plans, preparedness plans. Every level was a flop, and it all comes down to ignorance, really, is what it comes down to at all levels. We were totally fine because we had gear with us, plus we were staying with intelligent people, which is who we associate with anyway. And so there was no issues on our part, but it was funny. And there's, I tried to order some tea, just some iced tea somewhere. Now they bragged about fresh brewed, and the guy, I specifically caught this. He said, oh, we can't provide our fresh brewed iced tea because of the water. So that person lost a sale and, got a burr under my saddle because I wanted some iced tea. But what I found ironic is they're saying fresh brewed, and I'm thinking they would be boiling water to make the tea. So maybe they don't. Maybe it's just a gimmick to sound fresh and clean and everything for the customers, and it may be just a fountain-type tea that's supplemented with hard-lined water. Now, other retailers on the streets and vendors also suffered, and it makes you wonder, if you can't drink the water, then what are they washing the dishes with? What are the employees washing their hands with? The utensils to make your food on a mass scale. You can't get a drink at a drinking fountain, let's say in an airport, a train station, wherever. So people are dehydrating themselves. And this all builds up like a snowball effect. So right then, the day, you know, day and a half after the PA conference ends, I already see where a lot of the courses, a lot of our broadcast applied to everyday life. And that's something we stress. Here at Hour of the Time, instead of screaming and preaching to the choir like so many of the networks out there, the infotainment, as they like to call themselves, we offer solutions. And I try to stress to you, these are everyday solutions to make you freer and more independent and safer and healthier, not just World War III martial law declaration solutions. And these everyday things applied right then. So I don't think that occurred by accident, at least me seeing it firsthand and getting to observe all this. I was there for a reason. I learned a lot. I got to make some more observations and watched how fumbled up your governing authorities are about trying to do cover-ups, not showing or having any proper backup plans, and making sure to show every weakness to bad people all over. Shame on you. So again, the water bob would have been a good alternative, the gravity feed bucket, homemade water filter systems, the store-bought water filter systems, the chemical treatments, not bleach, that we've all taught before, the water key, all would have been great. And you would have been a stable part of your little neighborhood community on a broader scale. Now, this is how, ladies and gentlemen, you as a leader in freedom in the country and for our stability and well-being get recognition on your local level. Because when you are able to go next door, or across the street, or down the way and help others because you're smart and wise, that brings you allies, ladies and gentlemen. So this little event will teach people, I'm sure, at all levels, a lot of lessons. Now, we are going to go to a musical break here. And that last song actually was ironic that that queued up because of how they were talking about. It seems that only stupid people are breeding and blah, 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 morons in society and whatnot. Rather ironic. And then even touched on in the song about the topic of people running around hyper-paranoid, sky is falling attitude. So it's kind of odd that one queued up. Probably not an accident. It happens quite a bit here with songs. In fact, some famous broadcasts that Bill and I did together. that occurred on the musical breaks. So this next one is out to more, or to some of our attendees from the PA conference, and I think you'll enjoy this song, at least some of you will. Some of you will hate it, but just remember, it can always get worse. Gentlemen, again, the hour of the time here with your host, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, 5th of May, 2010, Wednesday. Email me for the tonight, tonight only, for the Babylonian Woe and the Breadbox Water Heater plans. Two PDFs I will send you on gratis for being a part of the solution and tuning in live to the broadcast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people have queried about, well, I got this new rifle, or I bought a used rifle, whatever, and I want it to last as long as possible, to be as accurate as possible. How do I care for it? Now, we've had a couple installments concerning these topics already for many of you, and in fact, this even applies to handguns as well. But it's proper barrel break-in, but more so on rifles is where it's typically considered. And followed once you're in the know, so being I just recently had a lot of queries into this, I'm covering it live so that a lot of people can benefit from this information. Now, when you get any firearm, whether you got it new to you, as in used from wherever, yard sales, swap meets, stores, what have you, or new, right from the factory to you, there are cautions to be leery of and to watch out for. Some of these are the fact that you don't know exactly what went on in that barrel, whether it's new or used, before you obtained it. Now, this could be dirt and debris, machine marks from tooling as it wears or has slight indiscrepancies, old oils and greases, metal filings, even on a very small, small scale you can't see with the naked eye, per se. So how do you do this, and how do you break in, as it's called, a barrel so that it has the most accuracy potential, lasts the longest, and what are the purposes? Well, by properly breaking in a barrel on a firearm, you get rid of a lot of the discrepancies in machining, care, etc., previous to you obtaining it. A lot of it is to do with polishing away slight imperfections because of poor care previous to you, or machining marks in the factory of anything like that that's produced on a scale, a large scale. And you are, by smoothing and harmonizing and uniforming the interior dimensions and surfaces and critical components of a barrel, it leads to easier cleaning and care for the life of it, and extended, a much extended, in fact, in many tests, life expectancy. In other words, the barrel will shoot to a high level of accuracy and consistency for a much longer time because of the proper break-in procedure. Makes it much more accurate as well, which is always key. The one shot is a very good concept to remember. Of course, from a cold barrel, most important. But what do you need? Well, you need your basic cleaning supplies, which we covered already in a previous broadcast and had documents to go with it. So that's been covered already. So those cleaning supplies that we've already done on the air this year and the list that accompanied it as a freebie, via email, you need that equipment first. And it can be very inexpensive and a good starter pack. Now, one of the things I can't stress enough is a good lubricant, a good oil for cleaning, lubrication, etc., and one that you can use over and over again and has a long lifespan and some nice abilities is Kroil, K-R-O-I-L, Kroil. By the Kano Laboratories. It's been around for generations. Can be gotten online. In fact, they often have orders getting two cans, free shipping. Buy one can, the second can's free, half off, etc. And they let you mix and match. Kano Laboratories, Kroil. You can go direct to them, but always try to purchase locally. I get all mine at the local independent auto store. They carry it on the shelf. Now, what's neat about it is one of the thinnest oils available out there to get into pores underneath dirt, in between surfaces, lift off grime, etc. It's got some amazing stuff. Go to their website and read up on it. It's also used by match shooters, national match teams in the military and civilian world both, used in the machining industry and mechanical industries. It's a wonderful oil. You can get it in a little metal can with a drip topper. You can get it in an aerosol type can, which you still use just by spraying a quick squirt on some cleaning patches. And you can use this very, very effectively. And it's a great way for your storage as well down the road. How do you do a proper break-in? Well, you want to have a good ammunition. You don't have to buy the most expensive. You don't have to buy match ammunition. So don't take that out of context. But what I mean is don't break it in with some of that Chi-Com ammunition that's highly corrosive, steel cased, it's hard on the chamber, steel jacketed bullets, it's hard down the barrel, rifling, etc. Buy a good copper clad bullet jacketed, washed, etc., jacketed the best for break-in, that is, whether it be rifle or pistol, and a clean, burning, non-corrosive powder and primer system. So don't think you're saving a little bit of money by doing break-in with some cheap Ticom ammo because it was cheaper, and then turn around and cut your barrel life in half or more. Now, many tests have been done on the barrel break-in procedures at barrel makers' laboratories, out in the field for competitive shooters who keep logbooks, us ardent users that keep logbooks as well, and it's been shown that you can extend the life of your barrel, your investment, the life of it functioning properly and accurately in the range of 30 to 50%. In other words, you could double the lifespan of your barrel with these simple procedures. And because you don't know if it's a used firearm, how someone may have cared for it prior to you, this goes along just as much with that as a new one. So, you've got your new rifle. New to you, whatever. Clean the barrel. Run the patch down it with the oil and cleaning solutions. Don't get the very harsh ones when they start giving you warnings that don't leave the brush soaked in this. Rinse it immediately after cleaning because this chemical is so harsh. Obviously, that is not a good one for break-in. And that's been proven as well in barrel labs, manufacturers that do these things full-time. Now, you clean it, and that gets rid of the big chunks. Wet, like that, patches, then dry until your patch is nice and clean, and that dries the bore to begin your firearms, your shooting, and your break-in. What you should do is shoot if you want the ultimate in break-in, and there's a lot of arguments here all over the industry. Take it to the extreme. It takes a little longer, but you'll gain a lot more life. That is a fact. And you'll get to know your firearm better because you might have to remove the bolt more often, pull the receiver more often. And what you're going to do is after you've done the initial clean and drying, so you're ready to shoot, now you fire around and clean it. Wet patch, dry patches. You're not trying to scrub the bore and any microscopic machine marks out of the bore with a brush during this break-in period. Okay? So you fired the first round ever through this now that you possess it. You clean it, run a dry patch through so there's no residual oils there. Shoot another round. Wet patches, dry patches. So it's clean and dry between each one round of firing. Each single round fired. Do that for 20 rounds. Now this helps you gain familiarity with the firearm. Proper care appreciates your investment more and make your investment last a lot longer. More bang for your buck, if you will. Now, after that 20 rounds are done, one shot, clean, dry, one shot, clean, dry, like that. 20 rounds. And all the time keeping a logbook, of course, as in the date of what you were doing, how many rounds fired, what ammunition was it. Logbooks are great for something you own. Now, after those 20 are done, go to two rounds. Two rounds fired, wet patches, dry patches. Two rounds fired, do that five times. There's 10 rounds more expended, so now you're up to 30 total rounds through the weapon. Then, five. Five rounds, wet, dry patches. Five rounds, wet, dry patches, like that. And all the while, you can be doing the rough or fine adjustments even, if you want to, on your sights, on your new-to-you firearm. You're breaking in parts. You can look for discrepancies. Maybe it needs to be returned right now. Now, you do those five-round groups, five rounds, clean, dry, five rounds, clean, dry, like that. For 20 more, four groups. Now you're up to 50 rounds. And that can be considered a basic proper barrel break-in. Now, many people like to take the break-in procedure even farther and do the 5 rounds and wet, dry cleaning in between each 5-round group even farther to 100 and even 200 rounds and realize as components of any machine, just like an engine and automobile, break in, your accuracy will more than likely increase. It's going to get better as time goes on, not just mechanically, but also due to your practice. Take your time through this procedure. You don't need to try to get these rounds off like a machine gun. Set the time aside. Do it properly. Get to know every aspect of the firearm. You maybe have the manual out when you start all this because the firearm's new to you. And you're kind of, well, how did I take this apart again? You know, thinking to yourself, looking at the pictures. By the time you're done, you're going to have that memorized, which is a critical thing to do. Being you are an owner of a precision instrument, a tool. You don't have to machine gun it. Take your time. Learn it back and forth. Now, what this is all doing is smoothing out and letting all the parts kind of work in and meld to each other. Nothing can be machined perfectly on Earth. We can, because gravity is one thing that gets really hardcore technical. Not the topic of tonight, but nothing is perfect. Every time a cut is made with the tool, like down the rifling or in any mating surfaces of the operating mechanisms, tooling gets worn as well. So parts back to back from one rifle to the next, right off an assembly line, the same plant will not be the same, the two rifles. And the course of a day and a month, all these things occur and they build up. Because think about it, you're cutting tools used to manufacture this or someone's maybe poor care prior to you owning it cause the dimensions to have wider and wider variances. And they're not predictable always either. Some might be wider, some might be narrower as automated tools try to compensate for wear. So as you're smoothing this, the surfaces have a more glass-like surface area, smoother, which means they are less apt to grab dirts, whether it be finite chemicals, like from the burning of the powder, copper coatings, which happen from the jackets of your bullets as you fire it, lead, all of this can't stick as well. And that makes it easier to clean all the way down the road. It's polishing it, is what it's doing. And that's why it ends up lending to a greater lifespan. The parts are more harmonized in a nice, gentle manner, not just taking it out, blasting 200, 300 rounds through it as soon as you got it brand new out of the box, and just running, and the bullets are actually forcing and grinding like sandblasting any, even microscopic size, foreign matter into the metal. So by constantly cleaning between those single shots, 2-round grooves, 5-round groups, you are getting rid of the bad and constantly polishing. Now, how does this lend as well to the easier cleanup? Well, we just described that, but for even long term, when you can go longer strings once the firearm is properly broken in and you're using it out in the field, a competitive match, that smoother surface, that higher sheen to the surface area allows that foreign matter not to stick and corrupt the bullet, the projectile, down the way for consecutive or successive rounds afterwards. And for long-term storage, there's less little microscopic filing marks, nooks and crannies, scratches, whatever you want to call them, for dirt to build up in, which many foreign matters, including some powders out there used in ammunition and just your environment in general, will accurately are like hygroscopic and agroscopic, and they will attract moisture from the air. And those are places for that moisture and contamination to stick in all those nooks and crannies when it's not properly broken in, which leads to metal fatigue, corrosion, etc. down the road. So you can see how all this lends to increased accuracy, much longer life, easier cleaning and storage, and your familiarity, safety, and proficiency with that particular firearm. Time you disassemble it, even if it's just removing a bolt and putting it back. Between all those rounds, you will not need that disassembly manual if that's how you started when you first began with the firearm. You'll have it memorized, put to memory, which is important. The heat thing, the more you heat up a barrel, like any metal, it can, and any metal out there, it can suffer metal fatigue. So by not just trying to set a world record on speed by doing this, you're not fatiguing that metal. And that goes on for use throughout the life of the firearm when you own it. You should always be mindful of that barrel heat. So that slow, incremental, progressive, cautious approach to barrel break-in keeps the heat buildup in the barrel much lower. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that helps all of you who had questions, whether you're buying something used or brand new. It's still new to you. And the used thing is, you never know what the guy had it stuck in his attic for the last 5 years. Who knows what's in there? Insulation, Black Widow nest, full of sands. He took it out from under his truck seat, sold it to some local shop. They kind of wiped the outside with the rag to pretty it up and sold it to you. So you're getting rid of all this by that initial cleaning before you ever fire a round. So I hope that helps everyone. We've covered a lot of neat topics tonight. And remember, Hour of the Time, the website, hourofthetime.com. We are listener supported. Go to the website, hourofthetime.com, in the hot shop. And if you'd like to contact me directly, the email is hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And as soon as you see the announcements up for the next year's PA conference, if that region appeals to you more, you better react, because we already have confirmations of 100% return rate, plus tons more people because of people outreaching even during the week of the conference already with friends, family members. So we're already almost full, and we haven't even announced it yet. So you better get on it as soon as you see those announcements posted, because when it's full and done, even though it's a whole year away still. Alrighty, I want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening. Your host here, Doyle Shamley, at the Hour of the Time. We'll finish up with Lucid Fiction here. I know you came in your midnight dream. Take one bite.